Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Hello.
It's Dukes and Bell.
Get your mind tuned in. Let's go be world champions.
Presented by Finley Roofing on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's time for Dukes and Bell's Daily Download.
You've got mail.
All the stories you need to know about the world of Atlanta sports in bite size.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
There are really two options for Kirk Cousins as we discuss the fact that he has modified the final 2 years of his contract. One is the Falcons could agree to amend a deal to keep him on the team. That's one option. Two, they move on. They make a decision by March 13th, but it wouldn't go into effect until June 1st, which is why we talk about that June 2nd date, cap flexibility, blah, blah, blah. But guys, there are two options here. We don't know which one is going to take place. I know many of you believe that he's gone, but my answer to that is, Kirk, he was looking at, what, $67 million, Mike? $67.9 million for the 2027 season. Nobody's traded for Kirk Cousins with a $67 million cap. Nobody. So for him, it gives him flexibility as well. And by the way, it doesn't affect any of the guaranteed money he's owed or he already has. So he's not losing out here. This is just an option. So I just want to lay that out as we continue to talk about this. Preston, real quick. Oh, go ahead, Mike. Go ahead.
I was going to say, just and again, we get into the cap, whether it's the NBA, NFL, people's eyes roll over like mine. But again, there's two ways this works. They could, again, if they don't get traction what they're looking for by the time this happens, right? And if we're talking March into the March 3rd date, then March 13th date, which is the NFL league year starts, they can move on from Cousins. They can do a post-June 1 release. They can split the dead money. You already talked about that.
Yes.
They can also rework what they already reworked. They can rework it again.
Correct.
And make it a little more team-friendly if Kirk doesn't get any traction from his agent, from any other team in the league, and stay here. And so that's why I'm just saying. Now, if you want to say this is a pie chart, 65% likely he's cut, 35% he stays. Okay, I'll give you that. But there still is a chance.
Yeah, but being cut doesn't mean they don't bring him back. That's the part. So, I mean, either way, it's good for us. It's good because we need this flexibility, guys. So either way, I'm talking about the team from the team standpoint. As fans of the Falcons, right, it's good for us. We're fine. But the decision on whether you bring him back and how you feel about your quarterback situation, that's a front office decision. And guess what right
now? We don't have a front office.
We don't have one.
The guy just texted me, goes, so who just did this deal with Kirk? Well, I'm sure there's somebody left in the office, okay? And somebody who's obviously a CPA knew how to do this
well,
one.
Well, Kyle Smith,
right,
all the folks that were there under the former regime as far as the general manager, there are still people that are maneuvering. I don't know how much longer that's going to be the case, Mike, until the new folks are hired. But you do have people. And look, I also think that from the higher-ups, and I'm talking about the higher-ups, hey, we know we have major decisions. The capologists in the building go, hey, we need to get ahead of this. So it's not unusual for these things to happen. but the real decisions won't come until the new folks are in office. So that you don't have to worry about it. This is technical. This is just paperwork, okay? That's how you have to look at this. The decision on whether you bring him back or you release him or however the hell you want to do it, that's going to come from the new people that are put in place. All right, Preston and Jackson, want to grab you, and then we got to talk about whether it's real or not. Preston, welcome into Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, man.
Hey, how you guys doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir. What's on your mind?
So I just had a quick question about, I'm sure other people are curious about this as well. I heard either Mike or Bo this morning say something about we're able to schedule an interview with Kubiak because they have a bye and they're not in the playoffs yet. Now, other thing is, too, like, who is going to be interviewing? Isn't it weird to go for head coaching interviews before we secure a GM and everything? And
right.
So when would we be interviewing him? Is it not until after, or we can interview him now because they're on bye this week? Or what do you mean? That's all.
This is the week, and again, probably we could assume video conference unless he flew in, but you're right. Is Arthur Blank sitting down? See, this is why we joked around about, like, I don't know, would Rich McKay be in on that? Sorry, I had to say it. But no, I mean, they do have a structure in place, and there are people, Greg Beatles we talked about, and Arthur can sit down potentially. But I mean, that's my best guess about who would be in on that, something like that right now.
We explained this a little bit. I know it's convoluted. Coaches who have the number one seed, so take the number one seeded teams right now, and first round byes are permitted to interview during the wild card week. That's this week, okay? And so the example we used yesterday was Ben Johnson. Detroit had the number one seed. He started interviewing last year. The process of picking the teams that he wanted to interview during this time. It doesn't mean that he's going to do all of them. He's just going to pick a couple to do because this is what the league permits. Remember, the league does not want to take away from the playoffs. If you've got all these assistant coaches interviewing for jobs and head coaches, it becomes too much. The league wants us to focus on these games.
Right.
They want us to pay attention to the game. So that's why they've opened this window to answer your question. Ben Johnson did it last year. Kubiak's going to do it this year where he'll pick a couple of teams. But then the window closes again, okay? Because they've got – if they move on, then you've got a game. So that's how this is going to work. And then, you know, you have to be very selective in the teams that you want to talk to. That's what I said to Mike. Like, the fact that if he interviews with us – kind of screams he's really interested in this job.
Right.
Because he could say, you know what, I'm going to wait until we're out of the playoffs. Or I'm going to wait until after our next game. Like, those windows open and close, but this is the first one.
So, I know, as we said, everybody has a sense of urgency. Folks want to know what this is. Guys, this may take a minute. You know, we interviewed everybody last time. You know, we all know how that played out. I mean, in hindsight, I guess, you know, you probably would say Mike McDonald, who went to Seattle, was the guy. Right, that was the dude that, you know, is doing great things. He won 10 games his first season. He's the number one seed right now. And now Kubiak's a guy he hired the second year. So that's the guy, you know, that we should have hired, not Belichick. Harbaugh was a fantasy, I guess. Raheem was uncompelling. And Raheem, I heard another guy say, well, what's Raheem doing? Well, Raheem's going to be interviewed. Raheem's still going to get interviews. And,
yes,
you know, if you want to, and I saw some you know, nasties, again, a lot of nastiness on social media. Well, yeah, part of the Rooney Rule is you got to talk to minority candidates. Also, the idea is to give younger coaches a chance to get that experience of the interview. So maybe not this cycle, but the next cycle they got that shot. But Raheem is still a guy that's got a good rep around the league. There might be some folks around the league who say the team let him down. Might be not as close to it as we are. Who knows? But I think Raheem will land on his feet as a DC somewhere. Maybe not this season.
Yeah, look, and we could talk about the Rooney Rule for 4 hours. But the idea and the reasoning behind it, most owners understand it, believe in it, and still are trying to apply it, including our own owner.
And Arthur's probably the best of that
group.
Yeah.
All right, so that in itself doesn't mean that you're hiring a minority candidate. It just simply means those individuals are finally maybe being offered an interview that they weren't in years past. Either way, Rooney Rule's been around now, Mike, what, 15, 20 years?
Right, but I'm
at
saying,
least.
But that's part, you know, again, some guys are in their bag because we had, you know, an African-American general manager, African-American head coach, both lost their gigs. I would think by this, now, some would say, no, not yet. We're not colorblind when it comes to employment in the NFL because there's still, obviously, a disparity as far as some of these positions in front offices.
Sure, sure.
But it's still results-driven, as you said yesterday.
Yeah.
And we didn't get it done.
No, I agree. I've always said, and look, I've said this to people in every industry, once you get the job, then you got to prove it. So the idea that now I've had the job because of maybe my credentials, Mike, and maybe what I look like might have helped me. Fine. What are you going to do now? So that whole thing doesn't play with me, and it certainly shouldn't play in the NFL. You're absolutely right. So because they're African-American, we continue to lose and have a losing franchise, and it's okay?
Right.
Like, no, that's not cool, and that's not – they – neither one of those guys signed up for that, by the way. All right? Terry Fontenot didn't sign up for that, neither did Raw. They understand the nature of the business. Real quick, because we want to dive into this Trae Young situation, and we are, but we want to give it its due time. A couple of other news notes when it comes to the NFL. Commanders OC Cliff Kingsbury and the Commanders are parting ways. That's Dan Quinn. Dan Quinn's also letting go of his very good friend who was here in Joe Witt Jr., who was his DC. You talk about changes, Mike. I mean, DQ is like, yo, we didn't get it done this year. I know our quarterback was hurt, but the defense for the Commanders was terrible.
Right.
And so Kingsbury, the OC, they decide to part ways. Allegedly, it's mutual. And then, but Joe Witt's been with Dan Quinn pretty much everywhere.
And you guys, just, it's funny. A guy just referenced Goodfellas. That's Joe Pesci going in thinking he's joining Cosa Nostra and the gun from behind. What Dan Quinn just did to Joe Witt. So, I mean, again, and this is also Josh Harris putting Dan Quinn on notice.
You're right.
One more year. I mean, you're ahead of schedule. You go into the NFC Championship last year. And this year, the season was a disaster. And again, because Jaden Daniels got hurt. But that's basically it. You get to fire the assistants, and then it's you. And Dan's been down this road before.
Yeah, man. And also, I mean, I'm sure you've heard, but the Cowboys move on from their DC.
I've known Eberflus for 20 years, and he did a fantastic job.
He was terrible. He was terrible with the Bears. He was terrible this year.
And I'm not kidding.
Yeah, Jerry, I saw the soundbite today. It's Jerry making no sense. Speaking in circles.
Oh, yeah. Well, they got a lot of work to do. I mean, we got a lot of work to do, but they got a lot of work to do.
But this gets back to, if you miss Steve Wyche on NFL Network, he was saying he thinks the Falcons is the best available job because it's the most winnable division, and we got a lot of talent. You know, yes, the talent did not win the division this year because they blew it because the coaches didn't put them in a position to succeed. Things like special teams, which is the backup, screwed things up seven ways to Sunday.
Yeah.
You know, we needed to win one more freaking game. So I think we are a 2 or 3 win better team with better coaching. I think we're a 10-win team.
I agree. I feel like the coaching let us down. That's where I'm at. Like, I can't really look at, you know, Xavier Watts or Jesse Bates and be like, you know what? Y'all didn't really play up to your potential. Come on. So, you know what, James Pierce Jr.? You didn't do enough. 10.5 sacks as a rookie?
That's the thing. The first rounder, I know you guys who love the draft coverage and you want to be, they can't do anything till day two. Well, guess what? We got James
Pierce.
It's
not enough.
And I said it at the end. It's funny. Guys, I don't know, we're coming off the holiday season. People are so in their feels and their bag about everything.
Why? Did they not get the gift they wanted?
I cleared my throat yesterday on the show, and I said, hey, you know, by the way, don't sweat the first rounder, because think about this. In addition to getting James Pierce Jr., I know we lost the first rounder. We also picked up the pick that became Xavier Watts. Xavier Watts was the 101st pick. We got that from the Rams. We moved up 5 spots to get him. We got 2 guys, all defensive rookie team. That's great. So that worked. That's guaranteed. We got stars of the future. Done. And then
here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of 5-star reviews and an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
That guy hit me back. Yeah, you didn't mention the quarterback situation. Yes, Fontenot screwed up the quarterback situation. But two things can be true. He screwed up the quarterback situation, but he fixed the defense. Okay?
They did what they needed to do.
Ultimately, he's gone.
Yeah, they did what they needed to do.
But not enough.
But even when I give guys praise, right, I get killed, Carl, for somebody in this
town. I know, because it's not enough. Like, they just don't think it's enough.
Right.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. AutoTrader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really.